Welcome to The Agent Secret. My name's Georgie Wolfenden, and this is the show that is dedicated to making you feel your best, whatever your age. On this episode of The Agent Secret, I will be speaking to Poppy Delbridge, manifestation coach, author, and founder of Rapid Tapping. I was curious to discover how her new method could help shift our mindsets into positivity. So Poppy, not a lot of people will know this about you, but you were kind of had an amazing job in TV.
Yes.
And then you gave it all up.
Yes.
Why? What happened?
I had a desire to do what I do now, and it was bigger and more burning than what I was doing, which I did love. You know, I worked in creative ideas and pitching, and I worked with teams. I ran a development team. That's what I did for like over 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So for me, it was like, it was a really big deal when I left, for sure. And I handed in my notice to my boss. Like, I literally was shaking. I was like, oh no. But I knew it was right. And I think when you have that decision made internally and you know the benefits of it, you know exactly why you're doing it, and you're prepared, no matter what, to kind of debunk anything that comes up and change your life, then you can do it. So I resigned before I even had any kind of, let's say, like crash mat.
Yeah.
For me, that was just what I wanted to do.
It's pretty brave, isn't it?
Yeah, it was definitely brave. Yeah. And it was a big job, you know. I'd been there for 7 years doing that job, running a department, and, you know, it was good money, it was great, I loved it.
Amazing.
But I had to do this. I had to do this instead.
Your destiny.
Maybe. Yeah, I really feel like we do all have a calling. And when you tune into that, or certainly when you know that it's there, it's our job to kind of become aware of it. Mm. I became aware of it a long, long time ago. I probably could have left much earlier. I had to do it.
Amazing. Had to tap. So tell us, what is rapid tapping? Because that's your own form of tapping, isn't it? Can you tell us a little bit about what it actually is?
Yeah.
Where it comes from?
Yeah. So rapid tapping is based on my own passion for tapping. And tapping in and of itself is basically like your fingertips, and you tap on your face, upper body, and you use what you say and your emotions at the same time.
Okay.
So you could call it a mixture of sort of ancient touch therapy and psychology, because it's a form of therapy. And then rapid tapping, I found, was really my way of moving it more into manifestation and goal setting and creativity, because that's what I did before, really. And for me, it was always about how can you raise potential? How can you tap in something rather than just move away from trauma? So I tried to make it so that it was accessible. So you didn't have to come to me necessarily as a practitioner and do a load of sessions. You could just actually start yourself and go for it and start to change the way your brain is structured and how your energy is.
Because there's a science behind it.
Yeah.
So it's not kind of something just woo-woo.
No.
Might think.
No, it's not woo-woo at all, really. And I, like I say, I'm a bit of a geek, and I enjoy learning and things that are evidence-based and things that work. And so, yeah, it's based off a couple of things, scientifically speaking. It's gone through loads of clinical trials, tapping, for reducing your stress hormone, which is cortisol. We're really in fight or flight all the time as human beings. We're just stressed. And it's a really good way to very, very quickly reduce that stress down and balance our nervous system.
It's immediate. Does it feel immediate for
Yeah,
people?
Really instant.
Okay. Like
for rapid tapping, it's been called the instant mood boost.
Yeah.
Because it not only makes you kind of just quickly like calm, like, then it actually brings your mood up. So, you know, there's
elevating
it
you.
Elevates you. Yeah, your energy just shifts and changes. You have to sort of try it, and then you're like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's really good for that. And then the other side of it is neuroplasticity, which is really the idea that you can change the structure and the organisation of your brain.
Which is quite new,
over time.
Isn't it? This is
really
quite a
new
thing that people say we can do that.
Really, really new.
Yeah.
Yeah, in my book, there's a whole section on it. And it was actually a lady called Professor Diamond who stuck her neck out and was like, I think our brains can change. Because we were taught until, you know, really, really recent years, decades ago.
Stuck with that brain.
That was it. It was like, oh no, I feel like this and that's that. And what she really pioneered was that actually this is proven, you can actually change the way you think about yourself, what we think about others, we think about the world, your potential. But also it was really about going, well, the power of repetition, what we say and what we think really does become the reality that we live in.
So Poppy, who's tapping for?
Tapping is for anyone, because as long as you can breathe and you can take a couple of minutes in your day and just tap, it's for everyone. So it's really safe, it's really easy to do. There's nobody yet that it hasn't helped that I have found. So anyone.
And your clients, what do they say the main benefits are? Is there something that kind of all the clients will say to you, I feel X?
It tends to be, I mean, I call it kind of tapping out and tapping in. So you're always thinking, well, what do I want? Why am I doing this? What do I actually want to feel? And the intention of that's quite powerful when you focus on that rather than what you want to get rid of. So if you look at what you want, how do you want to feel? And most of the time, you know, it's more energy, calmer, more positive, feeling more motivated, more confident. Mm-hmm. And then what mostly people will say after they've tried it, just for a little bit, like it is quite quick, is that they feel more energy, but they also feel calm at the same time. They work in tandem.
Yeah.
And it also allows you to just be a bit more focused and a bit more happy. Yeah. You know, it makes you happier.
And zoom into maybe what you want to achieve in life, or like you said, how you want to feel.
Yeah. And so often we just are not thinking about that. You know, we're coping, we're going through the days and we're kind of going, how can I get through this day? How can I feel better? How can I do this? How can I sleep? How can I? And we're focusing on what we don't want all the time. And that's actually an energy after a while. It's a resonance. We are energy, so it just vibrates and there's a resonance there. So if we can change that, even just a bit every day with a little bit of rapid tapping, what I have found working with people is they just wake up happier over time. And it's a bit like, oh.
Because you talk about energy and frequency quite a lot, don't you? Can you tell us a little bit about people's energies and how you can move that using the tapping?
Mm. Yeah. So energy sometimes sounds a bit like energy, woo-woo. But I would say, you know, and I am pretty woo-woo, right? but I would say energy is just physics. I mean, quantum physics, essentially from the 1920s, tells us that we are all energy. We are literally balls of energy in like a sea of possibilities. And what we observe matters. And the more you observe something for yourself, the more that becomes your reality. And energy really has two levels. Like in my book, I say there's like human energy, which is probably like if I say energy to you, you probably think, how can I get some more energy?
Yeah.
I haven't got enough energy.
Yeah.
But there is another type of energy, and I call that universal energy. And that is what helps you to access this extra edge in life when we know that our energy as humans just oscillates and it's like high in the morning and then willpower just depletes. We know that. It's a fact. So it's kind of like there's those two parts of energy. And then, energy in and of itself is just what we are. Mm. I mean, that is what we are.
Certain people come in the room and they've got that energy naturally, aren't there? Because I guess you're inspiring this in everyone through the tapping or allowing them to channel that energy.
Mm. And studies show that we are entangled by energy. And energy, you know, there's this really cool study by someone called Dr. Emoto. And he did a study with water. I don't know if you've heard of this.
I think I have heard.
Have you seen the sort of imagery?
No.
So it's really cool. And it kind of helps to explain, I think, this idea that energy shifts. Mm. Just like water does, actually. It can be ice. It can be steam. It can change, but it's essentially the same. So you can play with it. So what they did was they did a study where it sounds really strange. But they did a study where they would play music at a resonance, at a frequency, which we all have a frequency too. And they would play really horrible music, or they'd play really happy music, this sort of harmonious music. Mm. And they would do the same thing with what they said. So they would actually say things that were either happy or really horrible. Like, you're rubbish, you're not very good at this. Things that we say in our head. And then really nice things. It's like positive affirmations. And they also did a few other things with the water. And what they found was that when they looked under the microscope at the composition of that water, the crystallized versions of the ones that were basically like given all this.
And negativity.
Yeah, were a mess.
Right.
And it looked horrible. And then the other ones were perfectly formed. And it's really quite incredible. And that is a clinical study.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Unbelievable.
That kind of the power of that kind of negativity or positivity.
Yeah. And we have the power to change that, you see. That's why the tapping is so useful, because you're releasing yourself of energy that we don't even know is stuck. Because every time we do something in life, it's like a memory bank. Mm. So you're like, that's it. And that is also in our body.
It's quite emotional, because I remember when I first met you, we had this tapping session and suddenly I was in floods of tears. I'm not really a crier. So it's quite interesting even over Zoom that kind of worked in that way. I was surprised how powerful it actually was.
Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's great to cry, and it's great to express emotions and acknowledge. You know, one of the first things we do in rapid tapping is to go like, I feel. And then just saying it makes you acknowledge, oh yeah, that's okay. I've got a feeling, I'm going to say it. I feel tired. And then you can say because, and then you're kind of like, well, I'm tired because I haven't slept, or I've been working really hard, I've done this. And it just gives your logical brain a chance to go, yeah, actually, I'll be a bit more compassionate to myself because I am just going through stuff as a human being, this stuff that's happening. But then what we don't allow ourselves to do, I think, and we're not really taught this, is to flip the switch then and go, okay, but it is possible for me to feel calm.
Yeah.
Because your body knows it. And actually, if you take that, just that small example of the Dr. Emoto studies, it's like, well, it makes a difference.
Yeah.
And done over time, again and again and again, like repetition. That's why I say a lot of affirmations all the time, and we tap them. You're then changing the structure of how you operate.
Yeah. Is it rewiring our brains?
Yeah.
To some degree.
Yeah, that's right. And neuroscience will tell us that it's almost like you're flooding your conscious mind with all the information it needs, the positive information it needs to crowd out all the stuff that over the years, and a lot of it was when we were really young, has become our default in our subconscious
it's
mind.
Become our normal, but we can shift that.
Yeah, and when you think about all our thoughts, you know, 95% of those thoughts, they don't register with us. We just do them. It's like when we get in a car and we kind of zone out for a bit. I do that. Probably shouldn't say that, but I do. It's like, oh, how did I get here? That's just because it's memorized. It's done. You know, it's all stored. And it's exactly the same with anything in life. So you have to interrupt that pattern if you don't like what you're seeing or how you're acting or what you're getting. So it's really cool because you can actually do that at any point. That's what Professor Diamond told us and helped us to do, because you go, yeah, this is great. I can change it up. I can change it up. I can change my energy. I can focus on doing things that make me happy. These things are massively important. Yeah.
Mm. It gets rid of the barriers and the fear, maybe, does it, to some degree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, because we live in those little barriers, don't we? Kind of like, here's my bit. And then we have to be really brave to go like, ooh, I'm going to go out here. Yeah. You know, like the worm.
Yeah.
Hi.
And do some of your clients have these massive life changes where, like you did, transitioning to a new, are they doing that all the time?
Mm. Yeah, all the time. And that's when it gets really exciting.
Yeah. Because they're noticing how they're feeling. Is that part of it?
Yeah. They're becoming more and more aware. Because really, that's all it is, really. It's becoming more and more aware of things. And then going, okay, what do I want? What's my dream? What is the vision for my life? So don't matter about coping. you can use tapping really well to cope because it reduces stress, anxiety, overwhelm. Like that is a clinical thing. But I always say to clients of mine, why do you want to cope through life? What are we here for?
Yeah.
We're born to live. And so for me, I'm like, what is it that you love? What is it that you desire? What is it that makes you feel so joyful and your frequency changes and you're like, yeah. And then you go through a process. These are the D's that I do that you know about, the pivot into power, where you go, right, well, how can I discover more about that? How can I know the real benefits of me actually having that? And then how can I decide? Because it's not enough just to think it. You've got to decide it and put things in place. And then you've got to debunk stuff. So that's a big stuff that I do is like, what is a mismatch? So if you've got your vision here, what is the mismatch underneath that in the fabric of our energy and in the hidden realm of our subconscious mind that we can then change so that new pathways, neural pathways are created, and then you're kind of like, yeah.
And then we're able, they're able to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm guessing people don't know. Some people can be unhappy and not really know, not really have felt for a long time, and then you're uncovering that, aren't you, to some degree, or allowing, facilitating that with the tapping.
Yeah. And you've got to go slowly, slowly. I mean, like, I've had my fair share of moments in life, a lot, actually. And you have to take it slow because the last thing you want to hear is when you're really low is me popping up going, hey, experience joy. Because you're just like, how? I don't want to do that, thanks.
It's too big a jump.
It's too big a jump. So that's why I wanted to have a daily routine, because after doing it again and again and you're repeating the same things, you'll find that when you say it, you believe it more. That's what counts. If you say it and believe it, you change.
It's in a chunk, isn't it? You can do that little thing.
Yeah. Like 5 minutes, like 5 minutes. Do it when you're brushing your teeth. That's what I say to people. Just start doing it when you're already doing something and you know you're going to do it. And then just do it and you'll notice a change.
Brilliant.
Mm.
So Poppy, can you give us some specific examples of how tapping has helped people?
Yes. So the benefits are like really wide, and it can help with things like stress, anxiety, but it can also help with things you're nervous about and also things like insomnia. I think there's two examples that spring to mind, actually. One, insomnia.
Relevant
because
to me, of course.
You're not sleeping well. And we should tap. I had a client, it was a guy, and he wasn't sleeping and he really wasn't getting what he wanted from his job. And we had a session. My sessions are pretty speedy. And I just remembered this. He said that it's the best night's sleep he's had in years. And yeah, his partner was like, wow. And then also he got a phone call as he was leaving that was exactly what we'd been speaking about, which was a corporate thing for a specific place.
Amazing.
And I thought that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's a little bit magical, this stuff. I won't, you know, it's not all science. I'm not a scientist. I just like it. Manifestation is what, and creating things in your life is really what this is for. And then another really great one, which was really just so wonderful. So I have like this club of people tapping, and one of the women there, this was during the pandemic, was a nurse. And it was really, really difficult because she had really, really bad acrophobia.
Okay.
She couldn't wear the mask. And we did a session, it was about half an hour. And she was messaging us all in the club after. And it was her and her son just going to the local shop, which they hadn't done the whole time. And like a year. And she was like, I did it. And she was going there, doing her tapping. We worked on that. And she's been able to
relief.
Yeah. Yeah, just like be with her kids. And so it can work on really dramatic different areas, you know. You can get strategic with it.
And what about you? What has it transformed for you?
Loads in terms of the way I look at it is like your life is a whole. So it can be quite overwhelming to try and get everything good at the same time. But I would say we're taught that we can't like have it all. But then I'm like, you can, but only if you really apply yourself and focus the improvements you want to make like in each area. So I do it like these zones, and it covers your energetics, it covers money, it covers work, you know, it covers love. So I've done it in all the areas, and I'll pick one. This is what I do in my club. We'll pick one and then we'll really go to town on it. So my own experience that was not good was going through like a really overwhelming breakup, which was someone that I'd spent my entire life with. I had been with him since I was 17, and we got married when I was 18, and we went to university, and 10 years on, the whole thing just went. And it was my mum who then reminded me of tapping and was like, okay, tap.
Because you were overwhelmed at that point.
Oh, more than overwhelmed. Yeah. Like I became a single mum overnight. I had this big house, all this stuff. I just felt really betrayed. All these emotions come up, you know, when something like that happens. And then I was like, who am I? Who am I? Like, I was a wife, I was a mother, I had my job, and I had a big job at the time. And I was
scary.
Just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in that respect, it worked in two folds again. So it was like, I did that just to cope, to be like, okay, I'll do my tapping. I'm starting to use language to express the way I feel so I don't bottle it up. And then it doesn't sit with me, like in my spirit, in my energy. And I did, and it's best to do that as soon as something happens. So I did it for that. And then over time, and I always think we've got like one Achilles heel on one of these zones, right?
I'd say so.
Yeah. And so you want to be like, celebrate the ones you're good at. Celebrate the ones that you're like, you've got positive beliefs about. Mm. Celebrate the ones where you're like, it's easy for me to do that. And then look at the ones where you're like, I would love that to be like this. And don't be afraid to go in there. So then I applied myself to, quite recently, to love, which we call ooh on our thing. And I went to town on it. And that's where you change your beliefs, you know, you really change your energy and you start to manifest the person that you want by being that person yourself. And that's something not a lot of people know about. But if you really want to be in a fantastic relationship, which now I am, trust me, I haven't always been, it's about your inner work. And then there's the beliefs that you can change to help you to make new choices. So, of course, like many people I work with, there's like you overwork or you're just obsessed with work. Or you've got trust issues. You know, really deep things, and we're all different.
And did you manifest the perfect relationship?
Yeah.
Perfect for you.
100%.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get really detailed about it, as you know, because I'm going into like, like really detailed stuff, as in like, this has grey hair. It's like weird. And then like, you know, this is, he speaks around the world. Like there were very, very like interesting things. Not that I'm trying to manifest grey hair and speaking a lot. Is it in a bit? But yeah, and you know, he showed up out of the blue. We bumped into each other and that was just, that just felt like brilliant, you know? And we can't be afraid to go there and do the work, because actually with tapping, it's not that hard, because you don't have to go and do all the therapy where you're going over it and over it, actually. You can just use it to balance
you
the energy.
You can move to something else now, can you? You're tapping on something else now.
Yeah, now I'm doing physical.
Right.
Now I'm on physical to get more flexible and be like...
Easier.
Yeah.
Easier than the love one.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Yeah. Yeah.
So we've spent our time speaking about tapping today. Mm-hmm. So it's Friday afternoon. We're all a bit low energy. How would we up our energy levels now for the weekend?
Yeah, good.
More
energy.
So
this is perfect because it's about giving you more energy. So first of all, you would say, right, how do I feel? So you would start like this. So your hands over heart center, so like together, yeah. And then you might just say, I feel, like, how do you feel? Tired?
I feel exhausted.
Yeah. I feel exhausted. Yeah, so you'd move out to what I call the sore spots. You'd push. So you push in. Yeah. And then this is how you start every tap.
Okay.
Yeah. So you'd say, I feel exhausted.
I feel exhausted.
Because?
Because I've got a lot going on.
Cool. But it is possible for me.
But it is possible for me.
To feel.
To feel.
Happier.
Happier.
Okay. And then you would tap. So you would then go, I feel exhausted.
I feel exhausted.
I feel exhausted.
I feel exhausted. It's making me laugh, actually, how exhausted I feel.
Yeah, because...
because there's so much going on.
Yeah, and that makes me feel...
knackered.
Yeah, and I don't want to feel knackered.
And I don't want to feel knackered.
But it's okay, because I'm just a human.
But it's okay, because I'm just a human.
And I might feel knackered sometimes.
And I might feel knackered sometimes.
But I can feel happier too.
But I can feel happier too.
I can actually smile.
I can actually smile. I'm allowed.
You are allowed. Say, I'm allowed to smile.
I'm allowed to smile.
It raises my frequency.
It raises my frequency.
Makes me feel a bit better.
Makes me feel a bit better.
So I'll choose this.
So I'll choose this.
That's okay.
I like it. Yeah. I like it, Poppy.
Yeah. So then you do some other things. So we do a lot of energy techniques. So this is one of them. And we would hold our head. Okay. So this is quite fun. So you'd essentially, after 3, 2, 1... keep the smile. Release, there's a lot of good hormones when you smile. So I'm doing it. So then you would, you'd hold. So we're going to do a hold. So ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, hold.
Oh.
Yeah. Take a breath. So in through your nose, out through your mouth. And now sigh it. And then shake out your hands. That's like a teeny weeny little tiny bit.
I like
bit
it. I feel better already.
Yeah? So yeah. What do you feel now? What emotions do you feel?
I feel relieved.
Yeah, nice. So that's a true emotion.
Yeah.
So that's what you want to seal in. So the next process would be you seal that in. You would reinforce that. It's like, I feel relieved. Yeah. If I feel relieved, I feel...
better.
Better. I feel better.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the gist of how you do like a little bit of rapid tapping.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's other tapping that you can do. You might do like really deep tapping where you're doing it for ages with a practitioner or someone like me. You know, there's lots of different ways that you can approach it.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is good for you if you're just feeling like a bit tired.
Fantastic. And you have lots of retreats, don't you? And people can access you
on
Instagram regularly, doing different things on a rainy Monday morning and various times of the week.
Yeah. We try and do a free class for everyone on Monday, which is nice. It just kind of puts everyone back in the vibe.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I personally do loads of retreats because I quite like going a bit
get everyone
more
together.
Creative. Yeah.
Get everyone's energy.
Yeah.
It's like a party, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Poppy, thank you for coming in today. It was fascinating and my energy is definitely higher after doing that little tap with you. And for all those who want to hear more about tapping and Poppy, you can get her brilliant book, Tapping In by Poppy Delbridge, or she also runs brilliant retreats throughout the year, or you can find her on Instagram, Rapid Tapping. Thank you, Poppy, for coming in.
Thanks, Georgie.